There was an idea called the
Nerd
Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could.
Welcome, everyone. Leo here with the Nerd Initiative, bringing you episode 4 of our podcast. Joining us once again is Heavy Kev. Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
So, normally, you know, the past, what, 2 out of the 3 episodes we did, we discussed Walking Dead, and yes, it is Monday. Yesterday was Sunday, so Walking Dead was on episode 4?
Yep, episode 4 of season 5.
And the title is Slab House?
Slab Meat.
Oh,
Slab.
Slab Fest.
Hardcore Slab.
Is it, what is it, Slab Town. Slab Town, okay. I think it's Slab Town.
Yeah.
Is it Slab Town? Let's make sure
before
we destroy this podcast.
Once again.
I believe it is Slab Town, but we're just confirming. And it looks like, crap, I don't have anything on it.
It was Beth Toll at first, because it was some stupid source that I found called a Beth Toll, which I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that means.
Right, and that website, that
Slab Town. Yeah, it was TV something. You know what? It doesn't matter, because they called it wrong, and I looked like an idiot calling it Beth Toll. It's called Slab Town, and my confirmation has come from Forbes. Weird.
Okay, perfect. So, we have, you know, Walking Dead to discuss. We also have, I was able to attend the 2014 Stan Lee's Kamikaze. We may discuss that a little bit here and there. And another one, a big one, is the release of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Wow, lots to talk about.
Yes, so...
And a lot of it has not to do with me, because I wasn't there.
Exactly, but...
That's the whole point.
Right, right. So, right. Yeah, it's all good. One day,
that's cool.
One day you'll get there. Even though you're still on Black Ops 2.
Yeah. Even though you're still playing with your Game Advance, your Game Boy Game Advance.
Yeah, your Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, I still play it.
Mine? You have mine?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think it came out when we met.
Okay.
Anyways. So, anyways.
So, Walking Dead. Very, very unappealing episode to me. The episode started off with, or it basically just took place at a hospital in Atlanta, and the story basically surrounded Emily Kinney, Emily Kinney's character, Beth Green. Yep. If you guys have been following up, you know, or keeping up with The Walking Dead and its episodes, you'll know that sometime in season 4 she was kidnapped, and where she had gone has been a mystery up until last night's episode. So, she was captured, and basically she's in a hospital in Atlanta. The staff there, kind of a weird staff, but all in all, this episode just did not... There was nothing appealing about it for me, considering the past three episodes three. Just set the bar high. Really, really high.
Yeah, it was really... I mean, going back again, I was really... I want to know what's up with Beth, because I actually started liking her when her and Daryl was going through in season four, you know, doing their journey together after the split up, after the jail. So I started, you know, getting a chance to know her a lot more. And so when this episode came up, I was excited. I go, man, I can't wait to see Beth again. And she kind of grew up on me. She grew on me. But then at the same time, yeah, exactly. I was like, ugh. We got more characters to develop, and it wasn't sold on me. It wasn't like how Father Gabriel was like, immediately I was like already attached to his character because of the mystery he gave.
Right.
It seemed like they were trying to bring out another governor, like someone to hate right away, like too quick. It just seemed like that at first. I mean, it was just not the, there was not a lot of action, a lot of storytelling. I don't know if I kind of needed that at this point, because there's a lot to cover.
Right.
With the fact that what happened after Terminus, it was, you know, we already lost Bob. Tyrese is acting a lot. He's acting like a Father Gabriel, but he's on steroids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Father Gabriel, and we're still trying to figure out how he's meshing in. And then all of a sudden, we move to a whole new place where Beth wakes up in a hospital. And again, I try to reiterate this before, but it seemed like they're trying to brainwash her to think like, the world was normal and all she did was get jumped. That's what I took from it in the beginning. It seemed like they're telling her, we saved you. What happened? You were getting jumped. And we all know, if you guys are watching season four, she actually was kidnapped.
Right. Right.
So, but that was probably it. It didn't do it for me. They brought in another character to adore, I guess, is Noah. He played, he was the other patient, I guess you could say, in the hospital. Right. Noah was played by the actor from Everybody Loves Chris, or Everybody Hates Chris.
Is it hates or loves? Everybody Hates Chris.
I think it's Everybody Hates Chris. Well, I like him. I like Chris, but everybody ended up hating Chris. And he came off like, again, it seemed like they were trying to keep on to the weaker minded character, you know, people, the ones that are capturing, like the guy from, you know, for Noah.
Right.
You know, they're developing their strength, they're developing their courage to go run away. And when they end up running away, they end up coming back and saying, you know what, I'll deal with this chaos because I can't survive on my own. But I think it's getting so bad to where they're ready to risk their lives to leave because they're getting tired of being beaten up or being bullied. I was reading a post from, I think, the Huffington Post, or was it Forbes, that they're trying to say, like, Don is the lead, the boss of the hospital. Seems they're trying to, again, Meryl's talking about where she's trying to be the new governor or the new person to hate because she's got all this power.
Oh, yeah. She just got on my nerves.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was like, for some reason, I mean, this is probably not the best episode for me at all, to be honest. I mean, I wasn't engaged. I mean, I usually, when I go on my social media, I tell everybody, okay, radio silence, I'm going off for an hour, leave me alone. I usually do that with The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones, but this time I was chatting back and forth with everybody. While you were in line to get the game, Advanced Warfare,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, first of all, I was irritated. Second of all, I was hurt. And third of all, I was like, you know what? I'll just bother him. I'll bother you all day, because it was like, usually I just talk on commercials. I was talking to the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, no. You know, same thing for me. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of the show. And I was, GameStop had this whole process to pick up the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Day Zero edition, right?
Right.
And, you know, they said, oh, well, you pay for it now. This was around 3 o'clock. You pay for it now. You come back at 6 to finalize your receipt. We give you a group number, and then you come back at 9, right? So I'm, like, thinking in my head, well, what the hell? This is, 6 o'clock is my East Coast feed for Walking Dead. And then if I don't catch that, then I have 9 o'clock, but I'll be standing in line waiting to get this game. So, you know, I already had this feeling that this episode wasn't going to be that great. A buddy of mine did post sometime in between that, you know, he wasn't too thrilled about it. He posted it on Facebook, so I figured, all right, you know what? I'll just watch it when I can. So I ended up watching it in like 30-minute segments or 15-minute segments. I didn't get to go through the whole thing all at once in one sitting. So that's how normally I sit there glued to the TV for one full hour and just watch it. And this time I didn't even care.
Right. It was almost kind of like I was like, hurry up to the end because I know they're going to catch me in the end. It was one of those things because Walking Dead never disappoints in the end, honestly. Like, I'm always ready for the next. I just can't wait for the 54th minute to see what's going to happen. What's the turning point in the series or in the episode? And I don't know if you want to jump into that part, but so yeah, Beth. Yeah, Beth tries to escape to Noah. They get away. And they're setting up, obviously, the next episode because Noah gets away and Beth gets caught up by the correctional officers or the police, which is the police for the hospital. And she's smiling. You see, that was pretty cool. She has a little smile in the end about that getting picked up. Then she gets her butt beat by Dawn because, you know, Dawn's not going to have this escape shit. So they beat up Beth, and Beth is ready to go ape. She's about to go Rick on this girl. Right. And as she's coming through the hallway, there's another patient coming in to the hospital. And this time, it's Carol.
Right.
And so Beth is kind of confused because do I stab this woman now or do I wait to see what happens with Carol? You know, do I team up with Carol? Because Carol's a badass. Now, she don't know that yet, but Carol is a badass.
Exactly, and who knows? I mean, Carol could be faking it to get into the hospital. Daryl and Carol could have this idea of, let's get you in there, you bust some heads open, and let's get Beth out of there.
Right.
While Daryl goes back to the church to gather the group and let them know we're going to take over this hospital. That could be one. Or she could be really knocked out, unconscious, and go through the same stuff that Beth went through.
Right.
There was some filming, you know, filming spoilers that people were posting pictures of where it did show Carol ended up getting hit by a car. I believe it's a black car with a white cross on the window. So that may play into the part to see actually what happened to her, if she's dead or not.
Right.
So, you know, who knows? The thing is I like about this season, though, is there's a lot of, excuse me, a lot of time hopping or time jumps.
Right.
If you noticed, in the first episode of this season, they showed Rick and his group in Terminus, you know, about to get their throat slashed and all that stuff, right? And they hear the explosions and the gunfire. Once that scene's done, they go to Carol and Tyrese, and they show Carol heading over to Terminus, and then you hear those gunshots and the explosions, the same exact one. So that's, you know, one time thing. Then there's that rumored time lapse for Morgan at the end of episode 1. And then you also have this whole ending of this past Sunday's episode where Noah escapes, right?
Right.
And you kind of wonder, okay, well, what's going to happen? Where's Noah going or where does he go? And probably more than 100% or about 90%, 99% maybe, that at the end of episode 3, when Daryl walks out of the bushes, it's probably Noah. So yeah. there's another time jump right there.
Yeah, and that it's funny you bring that up. I was watching on the first episode of season 5, I watched The Talking Dead.
Uh-huh.
And they brought on the writer or producer of the show. And he was talking about there's going to be a lot of time jumps in this season. It keeps you kind of guessing a lot. Because I like the fact that there's given backstory and they're going forward and they're trying to tell you how they got to that point. Because that's what I thought too. We did talk about that in the last podcast that Daryl, it could be Noah, the kid from Everybody Hates Chris. And then we're talking about what's going to happen to Beth.
Right.
But I wonder if they're going to time jump backwards to talk about Dawn and her crew. Because they did try to tell a little bit about the story, what went down, but we didn't. They didn't talk about her boss at the time. So it was just a picture of them in the hospital in her office, and that was about it. Right. They seem to believe that someone's going to come and help them. That's what.
Dawn.
That's why she's acting all nuts about. It's like someone's coming back, and we're going to be part of rebuilding the world. That's her fixation on why she's doing the way things she's going with everything. Yeah. Why she's strong-arming everything, why she's trying to act like she's righteous about her approach on things. But at the same time, you know, Beth is trying to keep in reality. There ain't nobody coming. I've been out there. You've been staying here. We've been out there, and there's nobody coming.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, This episode, again, closing out, I guess we can just close out this segment that we're talking about. I mean, it sucked.
Yeah, basically, the only best part about it was the beginning and the end. The middle was could have done without.
Right. Well, I mean, that freaking cop dude or whatever, I don't even know if they're cops. Maybe they're just security guards for the hospital, but that dude that was shoving that sucker into Beth's mouth.
Yeah.
I was tripping out on that one. That one was kind of creepy.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I called it. I was tweeting. I was trying to do a live tweet feed on this one. And so I was calling, who is the creepy guy? And lo and behold, he takes a lollipop, puts it in her mouth, and enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Well, he tried. So real quick before we close, remember there was one girl who ran away, and she ended up getting bitten in the arm, and they sawed her arm off to save her.
Right.
And he was like, "Oh, Beth, I like you. You don't put up a fight like Joan did, you know."
Yeah.
So it's obviously his thing.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of got a little raping going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I read something about it online that, of course, they don't want to add that kind of stuff into the show. Because I think it'll just kill the show if they did that.
Yeah, they keep adding it. Because they already did that with Terminus. I mean, that's why they all flipped. Because the women were getting, I would assume, getting raped. Because they were bringing them out, women, one by one.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were.
So, you know, let's hopefully they stray away from it after this episode. Because you don't really need it. And this time, we already know, obviously, this is probably going on. It's all bad, so.
Yeah.
Just tell us what happens. Let's just really wait till next Sunday. And just abolish it.
Yeah, next Sunday should be interesting. The previews show more of a focus on Abraham. Abraham and his group, or that whole group, traveling to D.C., so hopefully that thing turns out, you know, that episode brings us back to all the action that we've been seeing the first three.
Yeah, this before we ended on that, on at least the Walking Dead part, is interesting how they got a whole different groups now.
Right.
You know, it's not one-sided or two sides. It's Governor and Rick. It's the group against season one, season two, it was the group against the Walkers. They have little internal combustion, internal blow-ups, with Shane, Merle. Then season three was all about the Governor and Rick. And same with season four, kind of, right?
Right.
And then now there are groups of them. There's handfuls of them. There's Carol and Daryl doing their own thing. Beth is somewhere else. You got Glenn and Maggie off running on their own thing. This is kind of interesting. That one I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to keep playing it out.
So, right. Yeah.
That one I can't wait for to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So coming next week, next Sunday, hopefully we have a lot more to talk about regarding The Walking Dead. So everyone, we got a special guest here, Mr. Theo Crane. You guys know him as Big Tiny from The Walking Dead. He was on, what was it, man? A couple episodes you were on?
Yep.
Yeah, he was one of the prisoners, season 2 or 3?
Season
3,
yeah.
You know, I honestly wish your character would have been alive a lot longer. You know, it would have been cool to see you, bust some heads out there in the prison.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was sad that you got Nick Gomez, his character, had to off you the way he did. But for those that don't know, I mean, Theo, I met Theo back at the 2012 or 2013 Comic-Con in San Diego. 2013,
yeah.
Was it 13?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met Theo over there. Really cool guy. You know, he's I've met him a few times, you know, after Comic-Con, and, you know, got to spend some time with him out in Atlanta, you know, with the family and everything at the time, and had some dinner, chit-chat, and get to know him. And this guy's really down to earth. You know, that's all I could say about him for the most part. You know, he's been a supporter for what I'm doing with my website. You know, and I give him basically 110% of my support with whatever he's doing in the future. So with that being said, what kind of plans do you have moving forward after the show? You know, you were already off the show, and it looks like you had some work done after and some coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. So, first thing, I booked a movie called Same Kind of Different as Me, and that's filming in Mississippi. It's Renee Zellweger and Greg Kinnear. And it's a true story. It's a really cool story, actually. And I start filming in November, so I'm looking forward to that. And there's another project that we're working on. I can't really say a whole lot about it yet, but I start on that, I think, tomorrow. And so I was actually going to do some reading on that after this and then head to bed. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm just excited to get things going. I've grown really impatient. So,
right. Well, you just made a big move. You know, you were previously out in Louisiana, and you just moved out here. You know, yeah. So it's a big, big step.
Crazy, man. It was a crazy move. We made it, and you know, now we're just making the best of it out here. But yeah, man, I'm excited to see what things come, you know?
Right. So, speaking, you know, of The Walking Dead, do you still watch the show?
I do. Yesterday's episode, but hopefully I'll be caught up within the next couple of days. But yeah, man.
It's fast paced now, huh?
Yeah, and that's you know, I think that's really cool, like to get it back that kind of pace and really you know, go for it.
Right, because the season you were in, I mean, I thought the pace was great, you know, them finding the prison, you know, stuff like that, and rebuilding. So I'm happy to see the speed that it's going at right now. You know, it sucks that, of course, there's all these deaths. You know, I don't think anybody's ever going to survive all the way up until the end. You know, but that's what makes the show great, is the anticipation.
Who's gonna die next?
Exactly. You know, and there's already rumors all over the internet that, you know, you got Emily Kinney, you know, her character gonna get off before the mid-season finale. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't got caught up. So I saw last week's episode, and it looked like they were going to bring her back into it. So that's going to be really interesting. But, yeah, man, like that and, you know, Daryl's back in it and all that kind of stuff. So that's really cool, man. And the thing about the show, it has me watching some other TV, too, because I had been out of it for a minute. Like, I didn't watch a whole lot of TV.
Right.
But, you know, I kind of enjoy having something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let me ask you something, and I don't know if it's a, you know, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. Vincent Ward, right? Mm-hmm. He had posted an article online. And I'm pretty sure it's been going on for a while, but it's in regards to, you know, the African-American actors not getting a lot of screen time and, you know, one getting offed when another's introduced. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's a stigma that's been going around for a while. And I feel like, we joke about it and we might have a couple of things that we say, but there's been a lot of, like, Hollywood has grown leaps and bounds as far as diversity goes.
Right.
You know, so, like, whatever it is that we might have to say now, like, 30, 20, even 10 years ago, it was way worse, you know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just, it was all aspects of entertainment, like, in sports, you know, There are stories about, like, the Bears that had Refrigerator Perry. Forget the name of the running back. Like, he's one of the greatest running backs of all time. But when it came down to it, like, he ran the ball to the end zone, was told not to score. You know, stuff like that. And that was the 80s. That wasn't even the 60s.
Right. So, right.
You know, like, we got a long way to go, but we can't forget, like, we're very fortunate to be in the era that we're in right now. Like, you got black dudes winning Oscars and you know, Emmys and really making some terrific headway. And I think that's really important to keep in mind as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just another thing is the whole social media thing. You know, they're blowing it out of proportion as well.
Well, I think they're shedding light to it, and it has to be some balance. You know, it has to be, you really do have to acknowledge the good as well as bring the light, you know, any negative things you're trying to bring change to. It's like, if you're going to talk about it, it has to be for a reason. You know, right. don't just gripe about it because you feel like saying something, you feel like being on a soapbox, like, you know, really have something to say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Now, you mentioned you just came back from Phoenix, right? Mm-hmm. There was a show you were out there for. Can we expect you to be at other shows in the near future to meet your fans?
I'm not sure about anything for the rest of the year, but I'm looking forward to getting this filming done and any other projects so that my presence at cons will be a little more validated. But,
right.
You know. That's primarily been the focus since this year started for me. Like, since Walker started last year, honestly, I decided that I was going to, like, doing cons is great. Like, I absolutely love it. But I love acting more, so.
Right, you know. Right. Yeah, but, I know you love cons, man. I remember when we went to, we were at the SDCC. You guys were finished signing, and we were supposed to go downstairs and do a couple shots at the AMC booth.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up losing you in the crowd. It was me, you, Zach, and Travis. And we ended up losing you in the crowd, and that was it. You were gone.
Yeah, that was, San Diego was huge anyway, though, man. Like, that was just a, I've never seen a convention like that size. So that was, it was really easy for me to get caught up in that. But yeah, man, I mean, it's, I'm looking forward to going back.
Right.
But way better prepared.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The, they just had the Kamikaze. I think you saw that I went, this weekend, and it's not even a quarter the size of Comic-Con in San Diego.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like I don't think there is a show anywhere that's as big as Comic-Con in San Diego. Like, they tried to copyright the Comic-Con, like, the word Comic-Con.
Right, right.
You know, that's, even claiming that is a huge deal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, excuse me. Kevin, is there anything? Kevin's a huge Walking Dead fan, like myself, you know, and again, he does a lot of the podcasting with me. We've covered so far every episode, you know, on our podcast, you know, from season 5. Kevin, is there anything you want to ask?
Well, yeah, Theo, I was actually reading your bio, your mini bio on that IMDb, and I see here a lot of martial arts in your. I don't know. Did you have anything to do with this bio? Because it says right here you're into like Filipino martial arts.
Yeah.
So do you train right now or?
Yeah, that's what I just started getting into it. There's a guy named Maurice Crump. He actually was in The Protector 2, fighting Tony Jaa. He trained Batista in his knife fighting and all that stuff, and I found him, and he's been working with me on some knife and stick fighting, and I have a friend of mine in Atlanta has been helping out with that as well, and like that's the next, because like I've been training martial arts for most of my life, but I never learned weapons, and so that is the next step for me.
So are you thinking about incorporating that into some of your, hopefully getting casted for some of your martial arts?
Oh, most definitely. That's the next step. I've been training like a madman to get, you know, in shape so I can look the part as well. But yeah, like that's the next goal for me, is to go ahead and start doing some more action stuff, because I love doing stunt work. I love doing, you know, the really physical stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at that indices, a two-time amateur world champion in the World Sanda League. What is Sanda?
It's like Muay Thai, but they have throws as well.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's kick, punch, knees, and throws. And in the pros, they can do elbows and it's, you know, no pads and stuff like that. But yeah, man, like that's pretty much is what I do nowadays to keep me from becoming a couch potato.
I hear that, man. Yeah, I was looking at your over on your height, 6'8". So I would love to see if you got any videos on that, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
especially, man. especially with the Filipino martial arts, for being that tall.
It's just one so far. We were actually, Maurice and I were at an event in Lakeland, Florida, because he's out of Tampa, and so he was, this is when we first started training. He, we did a little bit of stuff. It's on my Twitter, actually. Just some real quick, knife stuff. But yeah, man, like, dude is, I mean, I've got the good fortune of working with some really, really talented, you know, martial artists. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with it, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, me too, actually. I'm looking forward to that unfolding.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of fun learning too. Like everything I can do to, you know, to stay physical and to be in shape. Really, like that's primarily, you know, what I'm looking to do. Like to, because you know, being a big dude, you kind of gotta look out for that a little bit more. You gotta make sure that, you know, you're taking care of your heart and your respiratory system and all that kind of stuff so you can live a longer life. Because they said, you know, big dudes aren't supposed to live that long.
I hate that. Yeah. Man. Trust me, I'm on that same hustle right now trying to get my health going back into. I actually became vegan. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I was like 300. I'm 5'5", right? So I'm 300. I used to be 380 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so now I'm 252. So word. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, being 5'5 with like 200 pounds overweight, it kind of wears you down. You start staying low to the ground and standing up straight, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I can imagine. So I hear you on that whole health movement. Even if it's something you're passionate about, you can stay moving because you have to, actually. You just have to.
You know what I started doing, man? I started doing burpees.
Burpees?
Yeah, I hate burpees, man.
Yeah, those will kill you.
Yeah, man.
Those are no joke.
You know, get you right where you need to be.
Yeah, I do more like weightlifting and stuff like that, but, oh, man, I still got to get into cardio. I love a lot more.
See, yeah, that's why I do the burpees, because running don't do any good for me.
Yeah, especially for big guys. It hurts. It hurts more than people think, you know.
Yeah, man. I tried, like, just to see if I could do it. I did some running, and I ran my first mile ever about this time last year.
Oh, well, congratulations on that one. That's a huge feat.
But then that's I hard stopped. To do. I did it. Now I need to do it.
Well, now you do the burpees.
Yeah, burpees, bear crawls, mountain climbers, all that stuff.
So more like the more like the body weight physical stuff. That'll get your heart going for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, man. Like I do a lot of push-ups, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know it's like. I look at, you know what it was? One of the things that did it, I had an audition for this TV show. I'm not going to name it or anything, but it was for athletes. And it was two characters they had me reading for. And it was like pretty big parts, you know, pretty huge parts. And from what I understand, the primary reason that I didn't get it was because I was too overweight. And that just did something to me, man. It made me mad more than anything.
Right, like right.
Could, you know, so I started you know, hitting it again. I started training for this last tournament. My last tournament that I was competed in was in July. And so I started training for that. And after the tournament, after I won, I decided that, you know, I was in decent shape. But I could do better.
Right.
And there's a, do you remember that movie Bronson?
When name of the movie again?
Bronson. It's Tom Hardy. It's about that criminal in UK. It's like England's most violent criminal.
No, I don't think I recall that one.
Okay. Well, it's a good movie, but it's based on a real dude. And he's spent over 30 years in solitary confinement. And the thing about him, he's got like several world fitness records. Like I think he has a push-up record and a few other world records. And he wrote a book called Solitary Fitness. And it is one of the best books I've read about getting in shape, period. Like, and it's all his words. So I mean, part of it shows exactly how crazy this dude is, but he still knows the stuff.
Right.
Like, but dude is nuts. Dude is gone. But I mean, it's a great book for getting into shape.
Yeah, this dude's got a huge mustache going on.
Oh, you're looking at it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at his book right now. I'm interested in it. You got me interested in it because I'm always into something that's unconventional, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's definitely some good read.
If you follow it, man, it'll get you right where you want to be.
Is that where you got the ideas for like the burpees and the push-ups and things like that too?
Yeah, man. I decided to that would go ahead and really get in the kind of shape I need to be in, And the one thing that I had to realize is that, you know, it's going to take, you know, a couple of doing some stuff that I don't want to do.
You know? Right, right.
One of those things is burpees.
Well, you know, you got me motivated to try that out. I actually work out at 5 in the morning, so I'm probably going to incorporate that in my nighttime cardio thing. Because I don't do cardio, but I try to do weightlifting real fast, you know, with no rest.
Yeah. So,
but that's solitary. Cardio, though. Yeah, it is cardio. You know, when you get your heart going, especially when you're trying to talk to somebody, you're like kind of awkward talking out of breath. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing it right.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to take a look at that book and probably, hey, Leo, we should both take a look at that book and talk about that one time. That's pretty interesting. I've never heard of that. Solitary fitness.
Dude, for real, like, dude is on it, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that out one day.
Yep. So, I'm already, yeah.
So, I know it's getting late, and Theo, you got some stuff to go over, right?
Yeah, I got a few things I got to go over before I go in the morning, man, but...
All right, well...
Got some push-ups to do.
All right. Yeah, there you
burpees.
Go. So
I ain't doing no purpose tonight.
So for everyone out there listening, you can actually, Theo is on Facebook. He has a, you know, a fan page, I guess you want to call it. Facebook.com/, what is it, Theotis Crane? Official.
Official Theotis Crane, yeah.
Okay, and, you guys check that out.
Twitter at Theotis Crane and Instagram at Theotis Crane.
You're all over social media then. And
gotta be.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe you do have a website out there. How updated is it as far as your event calendars and stuff? Is it pretty up to date?
Getting my calendar updated. Everything else is pretty up to date, but my calendar is the next thing that I gotta work on. It'll be in the next couple of days, but theotiscrane.com. That's where you can follow me on there.
Perfect, perfect. So everybody out there, make sure you follow him, like him. Again, this guy's great, you know. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, taking the time out to chat with us and, you know, supporting. And, you know, we always got your back as well and whatever you do. And, you know, we wish you the best of luck on everything in the future.
Thank you, man. You as well. We're gonna be in touch soon, man.
Yeah, definitely. I tried to get my my son. I don't know why he's still awake. He's got school tomorrow, and I'm like, Theo's on, you know. And he heard your voice. He's like, what, you know? So, and I told him, I said, you want to say hi? He's like, no, that's okay. But
oh man,
you know, he needs to go to bed. So I think like all of us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so anything you want to throw out there, Theo, before you sign off?
That's about it, man. Keep a lookout on Twitter and the rest of social media. That's where I have all the updates. All right. And tell Kingston I said, what's up?
Will do, man. So this weekend, out here in L.A., kicked off the fourth year of Stan Lee's Kamikaze Expo. That was held at the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's pretty much something to give con goers to hold them off, you know, to get them by before San Diego Comic-Con, which happens in July.
Right.
So it's a pretty small convention. The guest lists aren't as big as what you would find in San Diego. Kevin, you know you live pretty far from here, so you didn't have a chance to attend, and I don't think you've attended really too many conventions.
The one I've attended was in San Francisco, the WonderCon.
Okay, WonderCon. Yeah. Yes.
That's the Bay Area version of
right, Comic-Con. And WonderCon no longer exists in San Francisco. they moved down to Anaheim. Out Great. Here, so
back down south again. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, anyways, but like you know, Comic-Con San Diego, they bring out the big guns. You got AMC, you got Warner Brothers, Sony, Microsoft, toy companies, Hasbro, Mattel, Kid Robot, Cartoon Network. You have all these big companies over at San Diego Comic-Con, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kamikaze, you don't have any of those. You have, I think, this year, what I saw was Nickelodeon had a really small booth there. I didn't see Sci-Fi. AMC wasn't there, you know. So a lot of these major companies aren't there. And it's just weird because we're right in LA.
Hmm.
You know, so I think there's more of a focus on comics only because you see a lot more comic retailers at Kamikaze. So
was there a lot of independents pushing a lot of their lines too?
There was.
I mean, there's always a little handful of them, but
right.
Since you're saying there's a big comic focus on it,
comics, artists, stuff like that. They did have a few media guests, if you'd call it. You had three actors from Game of Thrones. I believe there's a show called Video Game High School or Video Game High. They had the cast there from that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they did a Burt Ward, Adam West, and Julie Newmar, I think that's her name,
mm-hmm.
from the old school Batman back in the day. They had a cast reunion for that, Mad TV cast reunion, Howie Mandel showed up. So they had fairly decent guests, just not the A-list type that San Diego Comic-Con brings out. And right. I think if Kamikaze went ahead and did that, pulled some strings and got some really big names aside from Stan Lee, then they would be doing a lot bigger things, you know, in the future. So that's basically what happened this weekend. We were out there, had two photographers, myself and another buddy of mine, and just shot a lot of cosplay. It was cosplay overload. I mean,
nice.
If you check out the website, there's actually three different posts, or two right now. I'm actually working on posting another one. You're looking at over 500 to 600 photos, maybe, of cosplayers. So this event, Kamikaze, gives cosplayers a chance to, you know, show their stuff out there. Even though there is cosplay in San Diego and other conventions, it's right. just harder to maneuver around the big conventions. So this one, a lot of focus is on cosplay. The cosplayers hang out in the lobby. Photographers hang out in the lobby. They don't even buy tickets to go in. They'll just hang out in the lobby and shoot all day. So aside from Kamikaze happening, they also had the Fast and the Furious 7 or Furious 7 trailer launch event. I did have tickets to go to that, but of course I ended up going to Kamikaze and seeing posts that my friends who attended the Furious 7 event, I do wish I could have just gone to that instead. The whole cast was there on hand, aside from Dwayne Johnson and I believe Ronda Rousey. They did not show up, but you have your heavy hitters from all the movies. Vin Diesel, Ludacris, Tyrese, Michelle Rodriguez, you know, Jordana Brewster. They were all there. Of course, you know, rest in peace, Paul Walker. He was not there, but I'm sure they did some kind of tribute there, you know, to honor him.
Right.
But that was another big event that went on out here in L.A., so, you know, again, my friends post up pictures of them with the celebrities or the cast or them getting autographs and stuff like that, and that's totally my forte, and I couldn't make it to that, so I was pretty bummed out, but... Yeah,
spread thin on that weekend.
Yeah, exactly, but, I mean, aside from that, back to what you were saying, though, in the gaming community... Call of Duty launched. Well, actually, no. Call of Duty has not launched yet. It is supposed to release tomorrow, but retailers gave, you know, the fans a chance to purchase the Day Zero edition, which allows them to play the game basically 0 days before launch. So I'll tell you right now, this game is dope. Kevin, you play Call of Duty.
Right.
And I mean, being that it's for the next gen console, you know, upgraded graphics and all that stuff, I mean, this thing looks like you're watching a movie.
Really?
Yeah, the graphics just look, I mean, you could actually get confused thinking you're watching real actors compared to just CGI.
Yeah, that's so didn't they have Kevin Spacey in this one?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's in it.
Is he like the only significant actor in it, or?
I believe so. It sounded like there's another actor in there that his voice sounds familiar, but I can't think of the name right now, but yeah, Kevin Spacey's in it. And just again, back to the graphics, I mean, it's ridiculous. Just
did you get a chance to play online multiplayer yet?
Yeah, so basically the Day Zero edition allows, you know, the gamers to, or fans of the game, to play the game ahead of time, right?
Right.
And it offers double XP points for 24 hours, starting 12 a.m. Monday, and it will end 12 a.m. Tuesday.
That's pretty sweet, man. So,
go ahead.
No, so I was going to jump on that, but there was just a lot going on this week. I'm trying to get ready for another game, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, no, so, you know, this... So, of course, I'm pretty sure the servers for Call of Duty was just packed. I'm surprised there was no slowing down of any sort. No lagging, nothing. The only problem I saw with this game was if you do own a next-gen console, let's just say the Xbox One, the file is, the game file itself is 45 gigs.
What? And
you have to install it into the hard drive, you know, from the disc.
Right, right.
So you're going to have to wait maybe 20, 30 minutes for it to install. But once it's done, man, it's on. I mean, it's, again, I'm enjoying it so far. You know, I don't have any negatives to say about it just yet. And I, you know, with the Call of Duty series, I've never really had any negatives to say about them. The games, just like Call of Duty Ghosts, I didn't like it. I stopped playing it for a while. Mm-hmm. But then eventually I was back on it every single day just playing it. So if it gets to that point where I find something I don't like with Advanced Warfare, guarantee you I'll be back on it anyways later on.
Yeah, it's one of those things because, I mean, I can overload on the Call of Duty franchise regardless. I mean, I would still love to play World at War because I love the snipers in that one. I've always been like a Call of Duty fan regardless of what. Even if people didn't like it, I still enjoyed it because the gameplay, it just felt real. Enough, like I would put the knifing on the joystick. I would put the grenades on the LB and right bumper and left bumper. It just feels like they tapped into the fact of how you would actually, even though you don't use your hands or feet in the game, you use a controller, of course. But I just like the engine that they're using to do for the multiplayer, and it's fun too. It is challenging. I mean, and then you got your little community that make their mini games within it. Right. You know, you got your snipers, you got your headshots only, and it makes me a better player, to be honest. And they have a lot of variety of games. Like right now, I know you were telling me about it a couple weeks ago about am I playing hardcore. Right now, I'm playing hardcore in Black Ops 2. And do they have that right now? They have hardcore, right, in Advanced Warfare?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they, excuse me. They have hardcore, they have all the old game modes, stuff like that. Another cool thing, well, this is maybe, I guess I'll say a negative to it. You know, these companies, these game makers, or, you know, nowadays you have to purchase what they call season passes.
Yeah.
For downloadable content, stuff like that. And that's where they get their, that's where they take your money. Right. For those that have been fans of the zombie genre of Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare does have a zombies mode. The only bad thing about it is it's going to be only available to season pass holders.
And season passes are like $50, right?
Right, right.
Or you can download each pack, what, $19.99? And you got like five releases of it?
Pretty much. I myself will probably just end up getting the season pass. I did it for Call of Duty Ghosts, and it was well worth it. Okay. And being huge zombie fan, you know, for Call of Duty, my son also, you know, he kept pushing me last night. Was it last night? Yeah, last night, you know, to go and purchase the season pass. But your best bet for those listening, if you are going to get Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, I would wait until they announce the first release date for the downloadable content, the first set of them. And then decide if you're going to purchase or not. Because right now, you know, you just get the basic game itself. And it's still just as fun.
Yeah. I think that's going to be my gen console buyer. I'm going to buy the Xbox One in a couple weeks, actually, so I can start playing the other games like that. But my thing has always been a Call of Duty player. That's probably why I bought the Xbox or any of the consoles, because of Call of Duty. Other games, you know, when people go on to Skyrim and like Madden, I don't really play all those other games. It's kind of sad that I really like that franchise that much that I'm willing to buy a console just to get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as when I left California, I left all my games with my kid, so I got to rebuild up my whole collection again. But I'll do that in time until the, you know, GameStop sells them for $3.99, so I can just have them.
Yeah, but, and I believe, you know, they cut the price. Microsoft cut the price a little on the Xbox Ones. They also gave you an option to not purchase the system with the Kinect as well. So,
because yeah, I don't need the Kinect, man. I don't.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. Yeah, you do.
Really?
The Kinect is where it's at, man. Because, I mean, not saying it's cool to be lazy or any of that, but, you know, let's say you lose your remote, you could just talk to the Kinect, tell it to pause a show or look for a show, you know. And I'm talking about your TV remote. You know, you could tell it to do all kinds of stuff, which is cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's your all-in-one entertainment system, man. It's well worth it.
Okay, well, shoot. I had to consider that then. I just want people to think I'm talking to myself all the time. Right. Hey, I guess it don't matter. I'm single, so I guess it doesn't matter. I talk to myself right now. People are probably, I'm talking to a mic right now. No one's even knowing why.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, but you said you had a gaming event coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be, they're talking about November 13th, 2014. It's the World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenor. So, I'm a fan of a good game, and I stick to it, but I'm never an expert in any game. I guess I'm one of those guys. I'm just good at basics. So, I play World of Warcraft, and I'm horrible. Obviously, I'm horrible at it, because people always boot me out the group when I play with them.
Right.
Bastards, right? But so they're doing a whole new launch on World of Warcraft, where they're kind of going back to the past of like all the, I guess, the past here. See, I don't follow the storyline. I just go on there and I play with my cousins, you know. I'm a big multiplayer person when it comes to online gaming. I mean, that's probably the reason why I get on these games. Other than that, if I didn't have multiplayer, I don't think I'd play any game, to be honest. But yeah, that's I'm gonna be talking about that a little bit more. I already went on last night to do the new patch, to have about like 30 new mounts. So my cousin, I don't know, I don't know if you remember him, Leland. His name was Avi. He's in Guam right now. He used to stay with me from time to time. Huge gaming nerd with World of Warcraft, and I swear, this dude, we're grown men. I'm not going to lie. We're all grown men. We're in our 30s. And this dude is so into this game. Like, that's pretty much our conversation when we talk now. It has nothing to do with diversity and anything. Like, so we're big nerds, I guess, when it comes to, like, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. You know, our favorite things, we nerd out when it comes to our favorite things, right?
Right.
Well, I go, hey, so since he likes World of Warcraft is kind of like that fantasy medieval sci-fi realm, right?
Yeah.
I go, hey, so did you watch Game of Thrones, man? He's like, what's that? I go, for real? I was like, for real? It's just like World of Warcraft, but on HBO. Because now I don't watch TV, man. This is all I do. I mean, this guy goes to work and comes home and plays that. But that's what's coming up right now is World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenor. You can do a lot more things now. It's Sims on steroids, man. It's like freaking insane game. I try not to get too engulfed in it because I can literally spend a weekend playing it. Because it's so just too much to learn. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hella learn. I mean, you're not only just playing to level up your character. You're learning like side crafts that you got to do. Like you can be a tailor. I don't know. It's too insane. It's too insane. That's all I'm saying. People make money off of this game just by making a character and selling it for $2,000. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a fan of PC gaming or, you know, World of Warcraft, but because I like women, you know.
Yeah, that's. I mean, thank you for.
No, but you know, this weekend actually, you know. This weekend they got an event, BlizzCon. Have you heard of BlizzCon?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do right now for this game. So BlizzCon, talking about that, that's like nerd overload, right? Because that's specific to Blizzard's franchise, right? To Diablo, to StarCraft, and to World of Warcraft. I mean, that's their thing.
Right.
You can buy online passes to go to BlizzCon. Obviously, I'm not doing that, right? Please believe I'm not doing that. But you can buy a pass to go online and watch them. Have fun without you.
Yeah.
So I watched some of the live streaming. They have a TV channel. Oh, dude, it's too much for me. Like I said, gamers don't like me because even though I say I'm a gamer, but I'm a casual gamer. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you. I like to admit I like women a lot more than I like my games. But I can't do it the way these guys do it. So everybody hates me when I go on playing these games because they're like, oh, you don't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever, I pay my bill just like everybody else does. I enjoy it. But yeah, BlizzCon is, I was researching a little bit. I'll never get into it. There's no way I could. I don't think I can do that to myself.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of going, you know, heading over there, maybe do what the photographers do, you know, over at these conventions and stuff, just hang out in the lobby and take pictures and, you know, do all that stuff, because there's going to be a lot of good
celebrities.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. Well, I don't know if celebrities go to these things. I've never been to one, but there's going to be a lot of cosplayers.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. They're actually pretty amazing, to be honest. I did see some pictures from it. But what's amazing about it, so they do a lot with this in-game. I mean, they got the West Coast Choppers guys, the Sun, do you remember his name? West Coast Choppers. I can't remember. Orange County Choppers. I can't remember his name. It was Paul Jr., I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, he made a bike specifically for the effing game. And you can have it now in the as a digital download once this game releases. And now I think they have Metallica coming through and doing something for the game. So that's what I was saying. There might be celebrities there because they were talking about Metallica coming through. I don't know about going to BlizzCon, but they were announcing it. You can go to, I think it's usbattle.net. Let me get the link. But I mean, they're now bringing in more celebrities into this. I don't know if it's to boost up their ratings, because I mean, man, they've been longest game in play. I think they've been going on for 10 years now.
Right.
Millions of people still play this. So, and it, by the way, it's $14.95 a month to play it.
Really?
Yeah. So you're not just downloading the game and then playing it. You actually still got to subscribe to it.
Hmm.
So I bought the game for, let's say, because you have to buy the expansion packs too. You get World of Warcraft, then you got like this other one and this other one, Pandaria, whatever. And then, I mean, each one costs like $40-something. But regardless if you buy the game itself, you still got to subscribe to it monthly, and it's $14.95 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, they got it going on. So that's why I was like, so I can see why Call of Duty, the franchises, are doing those subscription things. Because, you know, we play our subscription to Microsoft already. So all they get is a digital, they sell one game and they're done. That's why they do that digital gaming pack, because I think the following what BlizzCon or Blizzard's doing is making you constantly pay for this game.
Right.
So, but that's my biggest thing. I'm not too excited for it because I kind of got off of it since I left San Antonio, because I didn't know anybody out in Texas. So I just really stayed to myself. But now that I'm in Washington with family and all that, I'm going to go out. Speaking of cons coming up, there's an Emerald City Con, Emerald City Comic Con coming up in March out here.
Is that out there?
Yep. Emerald City. It's going to be March 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Excuse me.
You should come. You guys, Nerd Initiative should come.
Emerald City, right?
Emerald City, yes, Seattle. It's nice out here. It'll be a good time in March, I think. I've been hearing March is like where it kind of like brightens up. I could take you around.
that'd be nice. Yeah. Or maybe you can go and do some coverage for us.
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely going to go.
Are you going? You're going to that?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I got a friend who'll go with me, and she's a girl. Thank God. Woo! Yeah, she was actually my friend in Texas, and we were supposed to go to some. There's an Alamo City Con that they were having that I was going to go to, but we didn't go because I ended up moving from Texas to here. So this will be a good one to go to with her, and she's really open. I'm more shy. I won't be able to go to people and take pictures, but she would. So, and I'll have my camera by then.
Well, let's see who we got going Emerald City Con. Julie Benz. Stan Lee's going to be there.
Yep.
Patrick Warburton. So it looks all right so far. I'm sure they're going to update the guest list eventually.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it looks like they're still trying to secure a lot of the other people. They show their guests now, but I ain't gonna lie, I don't follow comics lately like before.
Right.
So they got artists, writers, novels. It's a lot of comics so far. Are you going to special celebrity guests? Are you on the website?
Yeah, I'm actually on the website right now.
Hey, LeVar Burton's going to be there.
Oh,
that's going to be pretty dope.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, Grant Imahara is going to be there. Man, I love that dude from MythBusters.
Right.
Too bad the ginger ain't going to be there. She was fine.
So, I mean, it looks all right so far.
Yeah.
You got to pull someone in from The Walking Dead for me to be there, though.
No, cool. Well, Patrick Warburton, the guy from, what was he, The Flea? I mean, The Tick?
Yeah,
The Tick. Yeah. Nothing special yet. The only one that does it for me is LeVar Burton and Grant Imahara. Stan Lee, of course, obviously, but, I mean, that's kind of non-questionable.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well, cool. Yeah, that's kind of like, that was a lot to add today. A lot going on this week. This past weekend was a lot more than Walking Dead. Thank God. Something else overshadowed it for this time.
Right.
I mean, I love my Walking Dead, but, you know, there is other things outside of that world.
Just wait till Game of Thrones starts.
Yeah, then it'll be all Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Hey, well, quick thing I've been reading on there. They're trying to extend it to season seven. To season 7.
Of what? Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Because I thought this was supposed to be the last one.
No. It's going to go on for a little bit more.
Yeah, I was reading on there right now. They were talking about securing Jon Snow's contract. And a lot of the main act, you know, type, you know, the midget.
Tyrion.
Lannister. Tyrion. I can't get that name. I was supposed to say Tiberius. But they were talking about securing the A-list and B-list actors on that. So.
Yeah, no. So that'll be
April.
April?
Isn't it April?
Man, that's going to be a while.
Yeah.
That's a long time to wait, man.
Yeah, dude.
So, but yeah, no, closing out, you know, again, we do plan on bringing you more content, different types of content, which is why we, you know, aside from Walking Dead sucking this weekend, you know, we figured we'd give you a little bit more. And, you know, these events did happen this weekend, so it was something to talk about.
Right.
So, with that being said, hope you all enjoyed. Be sure to put a review on iTunes for this podcast and rate it as well. Kevin, do you have any other things you want to close out with?
Not at this point right now. I'm just more excited about season 5's episode 5 of Walking Dead. And again, just like the Nerd Initiative on Facebook, on Instagram as well.
That's right. Thank you. Yep. So we will see you guys in episode 5.
There was an idea called the
Nerd
Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battle.